Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, a.k.a. Mike Daddy, a.k.a. Magnificent Mikey. And today, May 16th, we do have the version 4.2 patch notes. Epic has released the version 4.2. It is up and available now. A day late, but it is ready to go now, and the patch notes are up. So let's go through them. Version 4.2 patch notes. Again, you can find these patch notes over at epicgames.com. If you need to review them again or just listen to the episode again to go over it. But here we go. Find health restoring apples scattered around the map or recombobulate your gear and save the world. Greetings. Version 4.2 introduces a new foraged item, apples. Find this nutritious treat around trees scattered throughout the map. When you're done snacking, hunt for the new epic and legendary rarity burst assault rifle. It can be found in floor loot, treasure chests, supply drops, and vending machines. Do you prefer it over our other epic and legendary assault rifles? Let us know on social. Epic and legendary burst assault rifle. The burst assault rifle you've been asking for. It's epic. It's legendary. Looks pretty cool to me. I like the look of it. Makes me wonder if they are going to get rid of something else, or they're thinking about getting rid of something else. They're not just asking people if they like it. They're asking people to let them know if they like it over other assault rifles or not. And maybe that's a little, you know, hint that maybe they would take another epic legendary assault rifle out of the game and leave this one in. If people like this one more, I guess we'll just wait and find out. But that's kind of what that says to me. Now we got a couple more things here for Save the World, but again, I'll skip over those because this show mainly pertains to Battle Royale. And so let's get to some more general notes here that they have for the version 4.2 patch notes. And for general, they say standard gamepad configuration has been renamed from standard to old school. Slightly increase the texture streaming pool on Xbox One to help prevent blurry textures from occurring. Change the button mapping for PS4 controllers on Mac to use touchpad instead of the share button to open chat. And bug fixes. Fixed an issue where the mouse cursor would be hidden on the loading screen for Windows and Mac players. Fixed several causes of rubber banding when toggling sprint and weapon targeting, which were caused by bugs within those abilities. Fixed text labels being inconsistent on all controller layout screens. Fixed the time spent in match text not updating properly for party members. And then if you want to go known issues, if you want to find out what those are, you head over to their community issues Trello board, and there's a link in the section there to go. If you do go to the Epic Games website and click on the patch notes section, if there's any more known issues, it'll be in the forums. Then let's see here. Now we got our patch notes for specifically for Battle Royale. Weapons and items. They added epic and legendary burst assault rifles. It can be found in floor loot, treasure chests, supply drops, and vending machines. It does 32 damage for epic and 33 damage for the legendary. It uses medium ammo, uses the same damage falloff ranges as other assault rifles. Again, this sounds like a really cool weapon, really powerful. I'm actually bringing you this episode when I woke up here this morning. I'm here on the West Coast, so it's about 6:30 right now. Probably by the time I have this done and uploaded, it'll be 6:45. So I haven't actually played the new update yet, now that everything is out, but I will do that shortly after playing this and let you know what I actually think of the weapon itself once I pick it up and handle it. The damage sounds really good on here. They added a new foraged item, apples. Consuming an apple will grant 5 health up to 500, can uncommonly be found around certain trees throughout the map. I think this is really cool. I thought maybe once they introduced Hop Rocks as a consumable, maybe this would be something they would start, you know, adding more consumables throughout the game. I think consumables are a great idea. It just kind of builds the world even more and makes it, you know, it fills out the world more. So that's neat that they apples is the next thing that they've added. And again, that's always helpful if you're, you're low on bandages. Maybe you go find a tree somewhere that has the apples and you're able to, get yourself some health up. I know I've run into situations where I get damaged. I don't have any, then I'm able to eliminate my opponent, but then I'm not able to heal myself. So then I'm, and I'm in the middle of nowhere. So I'm trying to run around to find a building where or a treasure chest or something somewhere where I can hopefully find health. But, if you're traveling somewhere now, maybe you run into one of these trees and you can at least heal yourself some along the way. Let's see here. What else we get? We get impulse grenade drop has been increased by 5%. Suppressed submachine gun damage increased by 3. Common is now 20, uncommon is now 21, and rare is now 22. So that's a pretty decent increase for the suppressed submachine gun. They increase the accuracy reset speed by 25%. This will decrease the penalty during continuous fire, which is great. And they increase the damage falloff range. So falloff begins at 28 meters now. It was 24. Damage reduced to 85% at 47.5 meters, was 80% at 35 meters, and the damage reduced to 75% at 70 meters. It was 65% at 50 meters. Damage reduced to 65% at 250 meters. And then damage trap. They decreased damage from 125 to 75. Reset time decreased from 6 seconds to 5 seconds. That's a nerf for the damage trap there. I don't know that I liked that. I kind of liked the 125 before because it was, the trap I feel like should be very powerful and, definitely take out an opponent who has, no shield. But we'll see how it feels once we get in the game. Let's see here, remote explosives. They will now damage all structures within range, whether or not they are visible from the explosion center, which is great because you want to be able to blow something up. You throw an explosive, it goes in the middle, and then, the walls on the opposite side that you can't see didn't explode. In reality, it should, it's an explosion, so it should be damaged 360 degrees, and that's what they've done now, so that is good. The damage radius and throw distance have been increased, which is really cool, I think, as well. I really like using grenades, especially the clinger, the sticky grenade that they have now. Like I said in the past, I always loved that in Halo as well. So if you give me, a better throw rate radius and throw distance, I'm just gonna be even more tempted to use them. Let's see here, delay between sequential explosions has been reduced from 0.25 seconds to 0.175 seconds, and delay before detonating a charge or throwing another one has been reduced from 0.75 seconds to 0.15 seconds. They removed the delay between swapping to a grenade and the ability to aim it. It sounds like, remote explosives and throwing are, going to be a lot better than they have been in the past. It's going to make me want to use them a lot more. Other weapons are still going to have a priority over the remote explosives, but I think this will definitely improve them. Next, see here, bug fixes. Fix an issue where remote explosives could destroy the meteor in Dusty Divot. Assault rifles no longer appear to eject multiple bullet castings per shot. And fix an issue preventing players from using the launch pad when multiple players activated it at the same time. And let's see here, we got some gameplay patch notes here. They added auto pickup option for pickups on PC and consoles. This will automatically pick up weapons and consumables when walking over them, as long as inventory slots are still empty. They will be placed in the next available inventory slot. This option can be enabled in the settings menu. This is something I kind of skimmed through the notes here earlier, and I saw this one. This is something if you're playing, especially if you're a beginner player, you're definitely going to want to turn this on. The auto pickup will just make it a lot easier and faster to make sure you pick up those weapons. I've run into plenty of situations in the past where, you know, I was trying to pick up a weapon and then I just quite wasn't looking at it directly and didn't pick it up. Or I was running and then, you know, was thinking, okay, I need to get to this weapon fast and need to pick it up. Tried to pick it up as I ran by it and missed, and then didn't pick it up, and then didn't have the weapon I was hoping to have to, you know, return fire at my opponent, and then they were able to take me down. So if you have this auto pickup, all you have to do is walk over the item and it will automatically pick it up for you, as long as you have available inventory slot. So that will be really good. Let's see here. And then now we have 50v50 version 2 adjustments. The DBNO damage per tick lowered from 10 to 5. Chest spawn rate increased from 50 to 70%. And, oh wait, from 50 to 70% to 75 to 90%. So that's really good. That's a lot more chests. And in 50v50 mode, that's what I want. I want to be able to pick up a lot more items. Because, you know, the group is so much larger, and then you have that final ending circle, so everybody's pretty much looting around that area, so you want to be able to have more so that everybody has an opportunity to get something. Let's see here, and the final circle is shortened from 5 minutes to 3 minutes. This last circle exists for 60 seconds before gradually closing in over an additional 60 seconds. Bug fixes. Fix an issue where turbo building would stop if you pressed another button before releasing the other. Fix an issue allowing players to bypass weapon equip items after canceling a consumable use animation. Players can no longer crouch through the vents of the research facility in Dusty Divot. Fix an issue causing door prediction to get stuck and make it so a player could never open doors. Fix an issue that caused an incorrect displaying of select cosmetic items in the lobby. Patched up a hole in the terrain near Lucky Landing. Fix an issue that made chests appear to be unopened when they have already been looted. Fixed an issue allowing player to sprint at full speed in a section of the Loot Lake water. Now let's see here. Performance. Improved overall server performance. Great news. The server tick rate has been increased from 20 to 30 updates per second. This allows for more responsive movement and shooting and reduces effective ping times for all players. Network bandwidth has increased slightly. Improved material loading by 2 times, which should help buildings and characters stream in faster and reduce hitching, which is great. Like I said, you know, when I stream, I play on PS4. On PS4, I get a lot of hitching, and so hopefully this new material loading improved by 2 times is going to really help with that. They fixed large hitches that occurred when certain cosmetic items were encountered for the first time in a match. Improved frame rate when using hop rocks by optimizing its particle effect. Fixed remote players appearing to jump far too high when their connection went bad or there was a server hitch. I really like everything that they've done here in performance. You know, obviously Epic Games is making a lot of money off of Fortnite, and, you know, they've given us a lot of cool things. And I've read recently from developers saying that, you know, that they were going to start really honing in on performance of the game now, because players love playing the game. They love the game as it is. There's just certain performance things that need to be fixed, and I love every single one of the notes here that they have for things that they fixed in this update. I can't wait for these things to be improved upon even more, because it seems like it's, you know, going to be more and more of a focus of them to help improve the game. So I'm really excited about that. Let's see here. They got some audio patch notes to help differentiate between above below footsteps. We've added an additional layer to steps that are above you based on the surface type. Wood has creaks, stone has crunches plus gravel noises, and metal has rattles. This is something that's really great for me, because it's always easy to tell what direction somebody is in, and you know, I could always tell if they're coming from the left or the right, but it was always hard to tell, okay, are they coming at me from above or below? Now, if you, you know, saw your opponent before you heard them, then you had a really good idea on what the case would be. But it made it a little bit harder if you were in a building and then you heard an opponent outside somewhere, or you just heard your opponent that you did not see before, and it made it hard to tell if they was above you or below you. So this should help out a lot. I, being an audio guy, you know, love that they improved some audio things here. So let's get to the rest of them. They lowered the volume of the weak points that appear when harvesting. They boost the volume of grenade launcher explosions to more closely match volume of other explosions. Improved how wind fades out prior to landing when using a glider. Bug fixes. They fixed an issue that would cause audio to cut on elimination. Fix an issue that would cause a spectated player's footsteps, jumps, lands to sound like they were to the left, right, if they were moving, especially when looking through a scope. User interface notes. Emoting in the lobby can now be triggered by clicking the right analog stick. Added an emote button to the bottom of the screen while in the lobby. NVIDIA Shadow Play Highlights now defaults to off, PC only, of course. Bug fixes. Fix an issue that prevented map input from working while spectating. Fix an issue where teammate map indicators wouldn't display during a match. Fix an issue that prevented the consume timer from displaying while consuming a hop rock. Fixed an issue that caused the trap placement user interface to display while looking at surfaces that do not allow trap placement. Fix an issue where the minimap arrow wouldn't display properly while spectating a player. Art and animation notes. Bug fixes. Fix an issue that allowed sprays to affect objects that moved, player worn bush, soccer balls, etc. Fix an issue that caused Battle Hound's pants to clip through his tunic when running. Replay system bug fixes. Fixed issue where eliminations wouldn't show up in the replay browser. Mobile patch notes. The HUD customization added. This version 1.0 will continue to build this out and added an optimization that limits the number of sprays rendered at once. That's all the patch notes for Battle Royale, guys. There's more patch notes for Save the World. If you're interested in those, again, you can go to the Epic Games website. I'm not going to go over them here because this podcast mostly deals with Battle Royale and getting better at playing Battle Royale because that's what most people are playing. You know, I got the Battle Pass. I still have not played Save the World myself, but if that's something you are interested in, you can go to the Epic Games website and get the patch notes for those as well. Alrighty, guys, I'm going to get this out to you now so that you can listen to it throughout the day. If you haven't got a chance to play yet, you'll kind of know what some of the changes are and have the jump on some of those players who are jumping in without looking at the patch notes and don't realize what the changes are. So hopefully you enjoyed the episode and you got something out of it, and you will, you know, go pick up that burst assault rifle, get that damage done, you know, pick up that suppressed machine gun, and, you know, use the advantage that it does some more damage now. And, you know, you'll know exactly about the apples. So if you need a situation where you need to get some health, you'll go pick up those apples. Alrighty, guys, I'm gonna go try to play a little bit now before I head off to work, play some more when I get off of work. That way in tomorrow's episode, I can let you know what I think of the update after playing it, and bring an episode tomorrow about, I'll probably talk about the changes on how it feels. You know, if I pick up the new weapons and let you know how they feel, and then I will, you know, maybe tomorrow we'll go over the week 3 challenges. You know, they were up yesterday, but they just weren't popping when you did them. So I'll try those out. They should be popping now. So I'll go try to get some of those done. And tomorrow, you know, I'll let you all know what the week 3 challenges are. And we'll, you know, slowly throughout the week go over how to get those done. No tips today on this episode because we are, you know, recovering the patch notes. I guess the only tip I would really say is, you know, take advantage of those apples now that we have the apples. And okay, guys, until tomorrow, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.